Your world is complex, as you very well know. And of course, any society has built, shall we say, different layers on itself through the years, and not all of those layers are good things. So while there is a great deal of unrest and complexity, there is also a great deal that is being, shall we say, uncovered, so that it can be seen with a bit more truth than perhaps it has been seen before. Now, this is very typical for a time of change. There is great unrest and great turning over of information, but in all of that turning over, there is the opportunity for truth to be seen more clearly. And even though you cannot, shall we say, see how that is going to come out, so to speak, it is a good thing that more things are being exposed, that things are getting clearer for people. Now, here is the other part of that. In this kind of time, you are getting clearer about yourself. And we would like to speak to you about the importance of doing that very important thing, but doing it lovingly. What you have been taught is to be perfect, which no one is, and to be extremely critical of yourself when you discover that you are not perfect, and not only is no one perfect, but that critical aspect of yourself is not the way you will ever heal. You only heal in love. And to be able to uncover something about yourself and to look at it and say, well, there is something that I very much like or that I very much do not like, and to be able to look at whatever that is in you with the same amount of energy and with no judgment and no ego, but simply to be able to look at yourself and say, at this time on my path, this is what is true. And I always want to know more about what is true. When you can do this in your own life, then you are making a very good field for your own healing. And when you are able then to begin to trust yourself, that you can look at whatever you want to look at in your own life, but you are not going to judge it, and you are not going to make perfectionistic demands, then you are smoothing the road for healing, and you actually, what would we say? You are increasing your own ability to up the velocity on your healing, because the energy of love allows that to happen. The energy of judgment, the energy of shame, the energy of not enough, the energy of people pleasing, those are things that actually slow down your ability to heal. So particularly in this time, when so many things are being shown to us, we are going to know that many things in us are being shown to us, and they will continue to be shown to us if we can only hold our knowing in a place of love. That is the only way that we will really heal. Now, there are some guidelines for this, and we are going to take a few minutes and talk about some of those. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let it wash away any heaviness or fear or shame or judgment that might have entered your field. Let the rain wash it away. And feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth. Clear your root center so that it is ready to create your life. Let the cleansing energy enter the second center and wash away the shame and the judgment, leaving that center free to cleanse whatever you need to cleanse in your life without pain or fear or judgment. Feel the cleansing energy flow up and into your solar plexus. And let go of the emotions that serve no purpose, that do not serve you, that do not serve anything, but are merely a heavy burden in your life. Breathe, exhale, send them away from your body. Breathe the cleansing energy into your heart center. And feel any pain in your heart washed away so that the pain is no longer part of the identity of your heart. And your heart can become what it was always intended to be, free and fine and strong and growing. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is critical, that is judgmental, that slows your healing path. Let go of all of that. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. Let the cleansing energy wash your third eye clean, so the power to know, to discern, to be wise is returned to you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let the cleansing energy open your crown and invite in the golden light of the universe. And let that light fill your thoughts, your third eye and your throat. Feel the golden light flow down across your shoulders and your back to relieve you of burden. Let it fill your heart so that the heart is nourished again. Let it flow through the solar plexus, bringing the emotions that are joyful, that are good. Feel the flow down your spine to make you strong. down to the second center to make cleansing a high thing in your own energy. Feel the flow down your arms and your legs until you are holding the universe in your body and the universe is holding you. Now see that a path extends from your heart. And allow yourself to move your energy onto that path as it moves up. And see that you are on a path of choices. And you see before you your first choice. There is a rock. There is a feather. And choose to carry the one that your spirit loves. And move forward and upward on the path, but without effort. And see that there is desert on one side. And there's a flow of water on the other. And choose the one that your spirit loves. And move further on the path upward. And see that there is storm on one side and peace on the other. And choose the one that your spirit loves. And as you walk upward, feel how lightly you walk. And allow yourself to release everything that you have not chosen. Feel the wind take it away. And feel yourself moving into a high, fine place. And take what your spirit loves with you. And see ahead of you that there is a gift. Resting the mind. Know the gift. Now feel that you are walking in a field of blessing and that wherever your foot touches, blessings are coming up into your body. And when you raise your head, The universe is sending blessings down to fill you. Now turn and see that your path is smooth and warm and golden. And come down that path. And into your body. Center in your body. And begin to breathe into your body. To ground and to balance. When you've balanced and grounded, open your eyes.